We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning Lamed Beis Amud Beis, four lines to the bottom, Tanur Rabbanon. Talking about the Hadassim. Tanur Rabbanon. Nosru Roiv Aleph. If most of the leaves fell off the Hadas, Finishtai Reboi Mut, and a little bit was left over, it's kosher. Uvad, but there's a Tanai, it's a condition. Shetei Avoysa Kayamas. That the play, the way, the weave should be Kayam. Which means it sounds like you have to have three leaves left. So Marahogufakasha, that's a little bit shver. Amrit Nosh Roiv Aleph is kosher. It says if it's Roiv Aleph fell off, it's kosher. And then it says, but it needs a condition. It has to have the weave that's kayam. Kivin Naslu Trey, if two out of the three fell out, usually there are three leaves in every section of the Hadas, on every row. So if two of them fell off, which is Roiv, then how do you have avos? Avos yechus kashla. How can you have a weave? How can it be plated? You need three leaves for that. It's possible with a asa mitzra. Two pshat, the word mitzra means either means mitzriim, like Egyptian hadas, or means something that grows on the border where there's a lot of water. But either or, the asa mitzra means the kaima shiva shiva b'chad kina. There are seven leaves on each level. So if Roiv falls off, you still have three left. The Chinas Rabah, partial Tlasa. If four fall off, you still have three. So, like upon him, the case over here is that if it falls off, it's kosher. Roiv is only if it's three left, you still have the Avos. Omar Abaya, Shmamino, Hai Asa Mitzra, Kosher Laishana. What you see from the Sugi is that this Egyptian Hadas, or this Hadas that grows by the border, it's called Asa Mitzra, it's kosher laishana. It's kosher to use for lulav. Samara has a kosher pshita, of course, why not? It's a good hadas. Mara answers, Ma'alutema, what's it? So it has seven leaves, why shouldn't it be kosher? What's the problem? Ma'alutema, Hov is the shame levai. This is not called a regular hadas. It's called Hadas Mitzra, Asa Mitzra. So since it has another name, Loy Miskash, it's not kosher. Kamash V'loh, no, it is kosher. Maybe Tak is not kosher. So Gemara eats avos. So Rachmanu V'Kamalkam says, "Anaf eats avos. Anything that has the tenayim of a hadas is kosher. This has all the tenayim. First of all, it covers the wood, and second of all, it's woven, it's plated. Therefore, it's kosher, even though it has a lot of leaves." Tanu Rabbanan. So that's all if it fell off. So if it fell off, it says if you have to have the weave, still has to be there. Tanu Rabbanan, Yavshu Roiv Alav. Let's say most of the leaves got dried out. Nisharuba shloisha bade alin lachin is kosher, and you're left with three stalks of alin lachin that the leaves are still fresh. Then it's kosher. Omerav chista uveroish kolach avachar on top. It's enough just to be on top. These leaves, it's enough. So let's explain this gemara. So if you Rashi, the case over here is that you took more than three adasim. The halacha is you need three adasim, but this guy took seven adasim. And most of them dried out. As long as you have three sticks, three stems, and each of those stems have some wet leaves, it's kosher. Some fresh leaves. The fresh leaves have to be on top. That's what Chista says. The fresh leaves have to be on top. Now, the Rosh doesn't like this pshat, because the Rosh says, like, why are we talking about a case that there's more, you're taking more than three adasim? What's the difference? So just say that with the three adasim you have to have fresh leaves on top. Why does it have to say that? Nisharuba, your leftover shloisha bade alim. Therefore, the Rosh has a whole different shot. The Rosh says that we're talking about you had only three, and most of it dried out. But you have to have three rows of fresh leaves on top of each one in order to be kosher. In order to be kosher. And Rav Chista says, Roish kol echad v'echad doesn't mean on top or anyway. It means anyway on the stem is enough. Roish kol echad v'echad means that all three leaves don't have to be fresh. Just the one leaf that goes on top of the two leaves, and every level is three leaves, the one that goes on top, that's the one that has to be fresh. That's what Rav Chista is saying. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, we bring down both pshatim of this Gemara. Shulchan Aruch brings down both pshatim in this Gemara when it comes to dried out leaves, when it comes to Hadassim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yavshu Roiv Alav, if most of the leaves got dried out, Meshtayru B'roish Kol Echad Meshloisha Badin kan echod, on every top of every stem was one level of leaves that were fresh. Of osloisha alam lachem is kosher. That's like Rashi. This is V'yesh Mefarshim. It's like the Rosh. V'yesh Mefarshim. Shafilu Meshloisha Shevechad Kino Yavshu. Even out of the three, Shnayim, two of them dried out. L'vishavoy Kim Echelach. One lach is kosher. V'hushi Ala Shu Mumukar Merker Val Shnayim. That Ala is sitting on top of them. And Mishpura speaks out that the Mechav missed a very important condition in the Rosh's Pshat. It has to be three. Three rows of this, and it's only just one row. Mishruah has a kash on this. It says, "I'm barof shvilei tzarach sheishtaru shloisha kinim chol kan ala echad lach paroishay v'tomu achreinim amachaber shlehis kedavaza." Like one of both pshatim are left are set brought down in the machaber. There's two pshatim, so therefore you have to machmer like both la locha. But the ikar is like the first pshat, really, like the Mishruah speaks out, the Rashi's pshat. That as long as on top of the hadasim you have three fresh leaves, that's enough with the Eved to be kosher. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Nikdam Reisha. It says the top of the Hadas was chopped off. We spoke out in the Mishnah, B'Shem Derosh, that it means not the leaves, it means the stem itself has to be knocked off. That makes it possible. Tana Ula Vachinna. There's Nikdam Reisha. If the top of the Hadas got chopped off, but also by tomorrow. But it grew a like little grape on top of it, a little like a little date on top of it. It could grow. How could it grow without being attached?
Detached from the ground.
Well, so Rashi speaks out. That's possible for it to grow even when it's detached. So Rashi, but also Rashi says the v'tolosh nami salkabei. Rashi, that Rashi says that it could grow even after it's tolosh. It could grow. So what happened was it grew it tomorrow. So it's kosher. What's the pshat? Because the reason why nikdam is possible is because it's not hada. It's not nice. But if it grows a little date on top of it, then it covers it over, and it's hada, and therefore it's kosher. Boy Rav Yirmiyah. Nikdam roishoy me'erav yontiv. It got chopped off for yontiv, but also by tomorrow of yontiv. And on yontiv, it grew this date. On yontiv. That means when yontiv came in, when the mitzvah came in, it was apostle, and then it became kosher on Yontif. And Rashi even says it was already negad, it was already tied into Yalul already. So it would start off being apostle, and then it became kosher. What's the halacha? We know by carbon there's the idea called dichui, which means if something is a kosher carbon, then it goes through a time period that's not kosher, and then it comes back kosher again. Once it went through a time period that's not kosher, it disqualifies the carbon. It's called dichui. So Shaila, is that dafka by carbon or even by mitzvahs? Mao, yesh dichui, it's a mitzvah, Eloi. Is the idea of dichui regarding mitzvahs or not, which says that once it got disqualified, it can't be, it's not ready to be a mitzvah anymore. That's the Gemara of Shaila. Yesh dichui, it's mitzvahs, Eloi. So Gemara of the Kasha, let's bring a raya from a different place, a different mitzvah. Tifshaloi, Mahadat Nan. We learned in a Mishnah, in Masechta Schulim, the Mishnah, we know the halacha is, if someone shechts, he wants to go eat and shechs a chaya or a oif, he has to cover the blood. The shechs of an animal doesn't cover the blood, dam. But by chaya oif, it's then kisui hadam. So it says the Mishnah like this: kiso bin esgala. If someone covered the dam and then it got uncovered, let's say the wind blew it away, potter b'chas is already mekayim in mitzvah of kisui hadam, you don't have to cover it again. Kiso aruach. Let's say he never did the mitzvah of kisui hadam, but the wind covered it. Chayav b'chas is, you mechuyev then to do kisui hadam still. Because you didn't do a ma'isa of kisei adam. It's only possible to do that if after the ruach covered it, the wind covered it, the wind also uncovered it. If the wind did not uncover it, you don't have to cover it, there's nothing to cover. When it gets uncovered by the wind, it got covered by the wind, it got uncovered. While it was covered, I couldn't do the mitzvah. So you have dichui. So what's found in the Mishnah? It says that if the wind covered it and then it got uncovered, I have to cover it. There's a din of dichui. Well, I'm not papa. There's a marriage. You see from here, ein dichui as a mitzvah. You see, you got your mitzvahs. Only got your carbons than dichui. But mitzvahs, no such idea of a dichui. So we have a raya back to our shayla. Shayla was that if on yontif, beginning of yontif, after I taught it to my lulav, it grows, the hadas that was chopped off grows a date on top. We had a question if it's kosher because of shayla dichui or not. Rav Papa told us already, ein dichui, it's a mitzvah. So to Gemara, the Rav Papa gufa mebayale. We have a shayla, had to learn up this Rav Papa. Is Rav Papa being poached to shayla Is it a definite answer? He's saying that's clear that in dichatz mitzvahs, mishnah pashut in dichatz mitzvahs, lo yishna lekula lo yishna lechumra, say lekula say lechumra. It's across the board in dichatz mitzvahs. I don't know. Maybe it's super gosafkule. Maybe Rav Papa has a suffix, and he's not sure. So by kis adam with a chiv to cover the dam, you can't tell me a potter because maybe ain't dichatz mitzvahs. So if you have to cover it. But here, to say something is kosher, maybe you go lechumra the other way. For lekula amrinon, maybe there is the dichatz mitzvahs. So teiku, we're not sure what our papa meant. Our papa meant maybe lechumra, you have to assume that maybe in dichatz mitzvahs. Maybe to say it's so vite that now it should be kosher, hadas, that maybe not, teiku. More applies to the shayla. So I think we're leaving it tonight. Maybe we could attempt to say that this shayla of yes, dichatz mitzvahs or not is vachlekes tanoi. It says in the Brayis like this. We had this Brayis actually before in the Masechta. Leimah Ketanoi, Ovar V'Lokton. The Halacha is you're not allowed to, this is talking about Hadassim, that we learned the Mishnah of Hadassim have too many berries on it. It passels the Hadass. Now, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to remove those berries. Why not? Because the Tikkun, it's fixing the Hadassim. So what happens if Ovar V'Lokton, if he was over on Yom Tov and took off his berries? Possible. They realize it's possible. It's not kosher, this hadas. It's kosher. So we thought, Savrua, the Kuli Amma Lulav ain't Tzarech Agad. We assumed right now that Lulav does not need Agad. The Imtim Tzloima Tzarech Agad, even if we need Agad, Lo Yafin Lulav Mesukkah. You don't know a Lulav Mesukkah, the Chsivba that says by Sukkah, Tasiv Loimina Asi. We're saying like this, that if Lulav would need Agad, and you would hold as a problem with Tasiv Loimina Asi, so then, even if you hold ain't dichriyot mitzvahs, it still would not be a kosher lulav. Why not? Because since when I taught it, it wasn't kosher, and now it became kosher afterwards, it's tasselim nasu. It became kosher by itself, but after it was taught already. So right now we thought, we hold either you don't need agat at all, and therefore won't be a problem, tasselim nasu, or even if you hold lulav needs to be taught, but we don't learn after Masukkah, there's no idea, there's no problem with Tassav Loim and Asu, that it can't be made by itself. And here, it became kosher after it was tied. We're not worried about that. So what's the machlokes then? No, if tying is part of the mitzvah, that means when you tie the lulav, that's part of the mitzvah lulav. Part of making lulav is taking 4 minutes. Yeah, when you tied it, it was possible. When you tied it, it was possible. It's like making a sukkah attached to the ground, and then you slice, then you cut it off. Cut off the ground. You make a schach.
Different than you make.
No, it's exactly the case.
Then you physically pick up the
schach. He didn't do that. He had exactly the case. Let's see, take a tree while it's attached, put it on top of your sukkah, and then you cut the tree. That's tassav loim nasi, because you made the schach while it was attached. Here you made it.
Schach.
Yeah, I did the ma'aseh of cutting. Right, so that's the b'shal. Because you saw some zuras selling. Before it's cutting called a ma'aseh. We have a chalikus. We pass, but it's not called a ma'aseh. And here it's even less. Here it's not a ma'aseh. It's grew by itself for tomorrow. So here for sure it's a problem of tassav loim nasi. So Amar saying here, we're going in a case where it wouldn't be a problem to ask someone else. Why? Because either you don't need agat at all, or we don't learn about Masukkah. So what's the machlekes then? If Avar v'lokton is possible, Maila v'alkumefugi, the man the apostle, Savar, the man who holds that's possible if you take off the berries on Yontif, holds Savar, meaning yesh dichatz mitzvahs, holds that's dichatz mitzvahs. Since Yontif came in, the hadassim were possible, so now it's dochi already. Uman de machsha, a man holds a kasha, so I've learned many as dichas mitzvahs, holds there's no such thing as dichu yetz mitzvahs. May I ask the machlaikas? So we're attempting to say that this machlaikas tanoim is, machlaikas is dichu yetz mitzvahs or not. So I'm like, the kuliyama lo yamrin yetz dichu yetz mitzvahs. Maybe you'll taino, no. Everyone agrees there is no dichu yetz mitzvahs. And therefore, be'etzem, if you cut off the grapes on yontif, it should be kasher. So what's the machlaikas? So let's learn tzadik and achamim. V'hacha b'melef lulav mesukkah kibifagi. Everyone holds you need agad, and the machlokes is there a problem with tasav loyman asu? Because it only says the lashon tasav lecha by sukkah, only says the lashon tasav by sukkah. So masav yafin a lulav masukkah, you learn a lulav masukkah. From a hekesh, you learn a lulav masukkah. Well, masav yafin a lulav masukkah. The other man holds you do not learn lulav masukkah. The old it's not because that's not no mamatzino. You don't learn that. Only by sukkah the problem tasav loyman asu and not lulav. If you hold lulav needs agad, kulam yafin lulav masukah. You would learn that lulav masukah just like sukkah has in taslam and also lulav also has in taslam and also. But hachab lulav tzarech agad kamifikli. Here's machlekes if lulav needs agad. That's machlekes if lulav needs agad. Well, put the time there like the following machlekes tanayim. If lulav needs to be tied, is it a ma'akif to be tied? The time looked in a brisa. Lulav Bein ogu, bein shen ogu, kosher. The Tanakam holds lulav say if it's tied together, say if it's not tied, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda emre, ogu kosher, shen ogu posel. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's an essential part of the lulav to have it tied. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. It says here, lakachtim lachem v'yem rishon, and we dash it. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, yalaf lakicha lakicha magudas ezer. Learn from magudas ezer by paraduma. Ksiv hachav lakachtim lachem v'yem rishon. Ksiv hasam, it says there, by the parasha of Para Aduma, it says Lakachtam Agudas Ezov. No, it's not by Para Aduma. It's possible is by Parashas Boy, by the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim. It says Lakachtam Agudas Ezov Tvatam Adama Shavasov Vegatam Amashkev, and there it was tied. It was Aguda. It was tied. Samala Halon Aguda Afkan Aguda. Just like by Karban Pesach, there it was tied Afkan Aguda. Rabbanon less Lakich Lakich. It's not a hold of this. They don't have a Kabbalah for this Zereshava of Lekicha, Lekicha. So that's Machlaikis if it's Agad or not. That's the Pshat Machlaikis if you take off the berries on Yontif, is it Yoitz or not? Because it was tied in the Agad. And the Shalom Lubus are Agad or not. Man Tana Loha Tana Von. Who's the Tana of the following price? So it says in the price, Lulav Mitzvah Lo'agda. It's a mitzvah to do, to tie. And Lo'agda, if you didn't tie, it's kosher. Money, where is kosher? Money, who is this? Irab Yehuda, if the Yehuda, Lo'agda, my kosher. Agad is an essential part of lulav. And if you didn't do it, why is it kosher? Irabbanon, it's Rabbanon, he has the hold of lekicha lekicha. So where would you have it in Agad from? Irabbanon, my mitzvah cover. What's the mitzvah? My answer is lo ilam, it's Rabbanon. What's the mitzvah? Not because lekicha lekicha. The mitzvah is mishum zek kelim aveyu. It's very beautiful to have a nice tied up lulav, and therefore that's the din. It's a mitzvah al zek kelim aveyu. But of course, it's not ma'akev because zek kelim aveyu is not ma'akev.